Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Calvin Pickering. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Green. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Benjamin. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Donnie Sadler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Brett Saberhagen. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Anderson moves to third. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Saberhagen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Calvin Pickering is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Charlie Green is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Benjamin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is hit by the pitch. Jeff Rabule pinch runs for Mike Bordick. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rebule moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Rebule now playing shortstop. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garciaparra hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pickering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatberg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Benjamin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Calvin Pickering is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pickering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Benjamin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Sadler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. Two outs. Charlie Green is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bragg strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garcia Parra is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a line drive towards right. Bragg catches it and throws to first to double up Alomar. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, O'Leary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hatberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pickering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatberg for the out. Stanley moves to third. O'Leary moves to second. One out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Benjamin is 0-for-1 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to home to get Stanley. O'Leary moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sadler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Derek Lowe now pitching. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis strikes out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Calvin Pickering is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Benjamin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chris Hoyle's now playing first base. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Lewis moves to third. Bragg moves to second. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garciaparra is 0 for 2 in the game. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Garciaparra reaches second base with a double. Lewis scores. Bragg scores. Vaughn moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley is hit by the pitch. Trot Nixon pinch hits for Troy O'Leary. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Mike Benjamin now playing shortstop. Trot Nixon now playing right field. Lou Merlone now playing third base. Mandy Romero. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 2 in the game. Benjamin is hit by the pitch. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Benjamin moves to second. Donnie Sadler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sadler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Benjamin moves to third. 1 out. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Keith Mitchell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Lou Merlone now playing second base. Chris Snopek now playing third base. Donnie Sadler now playing shortstop. Steve Avery now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Merlone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alan Mills now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Merlone strikes out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vaughn moves to second. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Armando Benitez now pitching. Mitra Cummings pinch hits for Mandy Romero. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cummings strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Jason Varitek now catching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Orioles. Charlie Green is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ryan Miner now playing first base. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek strikes out. One out. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sadler is 0 for 3 in the game. Sadler strikes out. Two outs. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.